You're holding daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. You're daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, the bar of the Mishnah. Chal liyois achar Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos. Comes out Sunday. Is beishamay umrim madvile nesakoyom lefnei haShabbos. If you have to be toivel a kli, like you bought it off a guy, before you could use, you have to put it in the mikvah. So you have to be toivel the kelim before Shabbos. Has you not allowed to do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So Rashi learns ben odom ben kelim. Whether it's a person that wants to go to the mikvah or an isha, or whether it's a keli, Beishami says you have to do it before Yom Tov, before Shabbos. Oh, Beisilu Omer, Beisilu says kelim lefnei haShabbos. To be table a kli, you bought a new utensil. That's a kli suda, something you're using for food. The din is you have to be table it. So that has to be done before Shabbos. You can't do this on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But the yodom, a person, be Shabbos. He's allowed to go to the mikvah even on Shabbos. That's out Beisilu. A person could go, who did an isha nida, could go to the mikvah even on Shabbos. Vishavin, both Beisham and Beisil both agree. Shemashikin as hamayim bekli evan latayron. Shemashikin. Mashikin is a new type of a tyron. If water becomes tamei, there's a new aloch, you could be metayer the water. How are you metayer water? You make hashoka. Hashoka means like like they touch one another. You take this kli, so you have to take a kli evan. In other words, you have to take a kli that's tor. You can't take a kli that's tummy. A kli evan means the kli itself is made out of stone. Stone is not makabel tumah. So it means a kli evan that's tor, and you have the mayim tummy in the water, and you take this water and then you put it into the mikvah. Now, as soon as the water touches the mikvah water, when the mikvah water touches the water in the kli, this water becomes tor. It's not really called like a tefillah. It's not really called like you put the water into the mikvah, because oichlim doesn't have a din tefillah. There's no such halacha to be toivel an oichel in a mikvah. When an oichel becomes tameh, you can't be metayer an oichel. There's a new halacha by water, it's called hashokam, that like when you put the water and it comes to touch with the main mikvah, it's considered like it's bottled to the main mikvah. It's called zriya. It's like you're planting. You're taking this water and you're making it now bottle, becoming part of the main mikvah, therefore the water becomes Torah. So this you are allowed to do on Yom Tov. Shemashikin asamayim b'kliyav l'tayran. But you can't make a regular atchola. You can't be toivel the kli to mitire it. So Rashi says, "Vishoven shemashikin esamayim, mishieshlo mayim yofin lishcha." Somebody has clean water, he wants a drink. Venitimo, the water became tummy. Is a malamihem kli evan. You could fill it up within a kli and a stone. Venoisna b'mikva b'mayim aluchim. Why Rashi's water? I'm not sure why he says that. The dafka salt water could be anything. At shemashik mayim l'mayim, until the water touches the water of the mikvah. V'nimtzu elu zeruyim u'mechubar l'mei ha-mikvah. It comes out the water in the kli now is like sewn, is like attached to the main mikvah. Obat li'agabayu. And it's considered now this water is bottled to the main mikvah. V'tiaru, therefore the water becomes tahor. Rashi v'yeinoi tara b'mikvah l'chol l'eichol l'mashke. There's no other way an oichol or other food, liquid, can become tahor from a mikvah. Elo lamayim, it's only a loch in water. When water becomes tameh, the din of hashoka. You can make the water just touch the main mikvah water, and it becomes bottled to the main mikvah water, and therefore the water becomes tor. And v'loy b'teras tefillah, it's not really called a tefillah, you're not really being toivol. Tefillah means you put the whole thing into the main mikvah. Here the whole water doesn't have to touch the main mikvah. It's still in the kli itself, the water. Just when you immerse the kli, and the top of the kli, the mikvah water, just goes and touches the water inside here, right away it becomes Torah. You don't have to say really all the water is in the mikvah. Because there's the kli around the around the water, that's the chatzitza. So it is not called a tefillah. There's a new halacha from Zriya, from the Chuborim called Ashoka. Elabatera Zriya, like you're planting it. So that's the only thing that's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara why. Avloy matfilim uvar meforash noisa noisa mekliyet tamei atzarach tefillah lashikon boy. But when you wanna make this water tor, you're not allowed to also put it in a kli, in a wooden kli that's tamei. And you say, Agav, once I'm putting this water into the mikvah to make the water tor, let me already make the kli also tor. That you're not allowed to do. The kli is also midrabon, and you can't be toivel kelim on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. It's nearer kemesakin. Looks like you're fixing the kli. Since before you put it into the mikvah, you're not allowed to use the kli. So by putting the kli into the mikvah, it's called you're making the kli usable. That's an issa of the Rabbanim, we'll see in the Gemara, Mishrim Tikkun Mana. Yeah. There's a new halacha. You have to be toivel from one purpose to another purpose. So, Rashi says, be yomtif. The Gemara will say in the Gemara, there are cases when you want to be toivel it to make it for different purposes. If you first want to use the kli when you're making wine, and then you want to use the same kli for oil, so you have to change around. You have to change around the kelim to for different tefillah. We'll see in the Gemara. Even that is also wasa to do. Or mechabura chabura. If you want to change chabura on a korban pesach teeth from one group, and then you want to change teeth to another group, you have to be tefillah a second time. We'll see these last two cases in the Gemara why you have to be tefillah. So Gemara says the kula yalm, everybody holds the mihos kli b'shabbos loy. You are not allowed to be tefillah a kli on Shabbos. You have a kli that you just bought from a guy. The locker is before you use it, you have to put it into the mikvah. So both Beisham and Beitillah agree, you are not allowed to put it into the mikvah on Shabbos. Even though Beitillah says a person could be tevel himself in the mikvah on Shabbos, but a kli you're not allowed to put it into the mikvah on Shabbos. So Mara says, my timer, what's the reason? How come you're not allowed to put the kli in the mikvah on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So my Rabbah learns it's the gzera, we're afraid, it's the gzera, Shema yitlenu biyodoi v'yavarenu arbamas b'shus harabim. We're afraid if we'll come to tell you you're allowed to be toivel a kli in the mikvah on Shabbos, you'll come to carry the kli through the b'shus harabim. Just like a lulav and a shofar, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We have the gzera, maybe you carry it through the b'shus harabim. Trashim imkoy mayad ha-mikvah. Since you have to be toivel the kli, we're afraid you'll take the kli and carry it through the b'shus harabim on Shabbos. So that's why we make exera, you're not allowed to toivel the kli. Mashenka is the person, it's very good, but it still holds you or the isha is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, because there's no exera of carrying, you're not going to carry yourself, you're going to walk there. You're allowed to walk there. Omalai Abaya said back to Rav, if that's the reason, to Rabbah, if that's the reason, yesh lo bor b'chatzer r'mayik l'meimah. Let's say somebody has the mikvah in his own backyard, so he doesn't have to carry the kli through the Rishas Rabbim. So then this person should be mutter to toivel on Shabbos. Or Malay, so Rabbi answered back, no, it's a gzera. Rabbana made a gzera like a loy plug. Bor b'chatzeroi oto bor b'shus harabim. We're afraid to let a person to be toivel his kelim in his own private mikvah in his house, because we're afraid maybe other people come to learn from this, that you are allowed to be toivel kelim on Shabbos, and other people don't have the mikvah in the backyard, they're going to have to take the kli to the mikvah through the b'shus harabim, and that's also. Therefore, Rabbanu made a loy plug, you're not allowed to be toivel, put a new kli that you got from a goy into the mikvah on Shabbos. Because the gzera, we're afraid maybe you come to carry it from your house to the mikvah. So Mor says, hot teinach Shabbos. That's very good. Why on Shabbos, it should be also to be toivel kelim on Shabbos. Because we're afraid you come to carry it through the b'shus harabim. But the Yom Tov Michael Meimer, our Mishnah's mashmi, even Yom Tov also it's also. But that's what the Mishnah's talking about. It says, chal liyos achra Shabbos. When Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, so the Mishnah is saying you're not allowed to be tevil on Yom Tov. You can't be tevil on Shabbos. You have to be tevil on Erev Shabbos. So the question is, what's wrong with doing it on Yom Tov? Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. So why can't you be tevil, put the kli in the mikvah on Yom Tov? Have the Gemara, gzeira, it's a gzeira, Yom Tov or the Shabbos. It's one big gzeira. The Rabbanan did not want to be tevil kelim on Yom Tov. Maybe you come to do it on Shabbos also. Therefore, it's like one big gzeira. For the Gemara, is it true? Oh, me gazrinum, we make such a gzera like this. Oh, me gazrinum. For your tanan, we learned. Vishovin shemashikin esamayim bekli evin letiren. We learned in our Mishnah that in the case that you have water that's tummy, and the water is in a stone kli. In other words, the kli itself, the utensil itself, is not tummy. It's made out of stone, it's not makabel tumah. So what's tummy? Only the water inside it. So the Mishnah said, this you are allowed to do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take this stone kli that has the water inside and put it into the mikvah that the water inside touches the mikvah water. That's called hashoka, and the water becomes tor. This you are allowed to do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do this. Avoloi matrilin. But the Mishnah says to make that follow, to toivel something, if the kli is tummy, and you want to be toivel the kli, put the kli in the mikvah, that's also to do on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. But to put the water that's tummy into the mikvah, that you are allowed to do. So Murray asked the question now, V'isa, if you're telling me now that you make such big zeres, that you're not allowed to be toivel kelim on Yom Tov, of course, we're afraid you come to do it on Shabbos also. So you see, we're so machmir to make like zeres, we say for this Indian not to be terrible in the mikvah. We don't even let you do it on Yom Tov because we're afraid maybe you come to do it on Shabbos. See here also, nigzer hashokar also hatzfola, it's a poshut gzeira here. How come you're allowed to take this water that's coming and put it into the mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov? True, it's only called hashoka, but why do we make the gzeira? If you come to do hashoka, you come to do tefillah also. You come to put a tefillah or kli in the mikvah. Hey, so once you're telling me you're so machmer now that even on Yom Tov it's also because the gzeira you come to do it on Shabbos. So you see, you're so machmer, you're so strict about not to be table any type of a kli in the mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So how come you're allowed to be table the water in the mikvah then? Why is the water different? So Gemara answers, but Tizbra, I'll answer you like this. But Tizbra, it's a svara, it's a reasoning that Iyisle Mayim Yofim. If a person has clean water in his house, Hani Lomuli, why does he have to bother now to be tovel this water that's tummy? Like in other words, nowadays he wouldn't think about anything. If the water became tummy, know what you do with it? Then throw it down the sink and let it go and say goodbye to it. You have new water. Why is this person worrying so much about taking this water that's tummy and be tovel in the mikvah to make it Torah? What's the purpose? So you have to say that Elo Delestle, we're talking about such a person that has no other water. This is the only water he has left in his house. The only water he has left in his house, in the olden times they didn't have any faucet. So he used to fetch the water before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. So the only water he has fetched in his house is this water that's tummy. So therefore he has to worry about how to make this water tor. He has to put the water into the mikvah to make it tor. Now the chiv on the left lay, since this person has no other water in the house, this is the only water, mizah zoyebu. It's a svara that you take very good care about this water to make sure it doesn't become tummy. So Rashi learns that it comes out here, the case is that before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, you fetch, let's say, a half a gallon of water. That's all the water you have. Now you know this is the water you're going to use for Shabbos. So a person is very careful to make sure this water stays tor. He wants to be able to use it on Shabbos. He doesn't want the water to become tummy. Then you won't be able to use it. So since the person is very careful to watch the water, for this water to become tummy is the milsad leshchiach. It doesn't happen too often. There is something not normal that happened here. Because since you're watching the water so carefully, usually it does not become tummy. So here's a case that the water become tummy, it's the milsad leshchiach. It's something that does not happen too often. And the klal is on the milsad leshchiach, legozu barabonin. The Rabbanan did not make zeros on things that don't happen too often. A zero in the Rabbanan is we're afraid something that happens very often, we don't want you to do it, because maybe you come to do an avera. Like here, we don't want you to take kalim, the atomic, to the mikvah, we're afraid you come to carry it through the shisarabim. But kalim that become tummy, that's normal. Like people have a lot of kalim, so therefore they don't watch it so carefully, so it happens a lot that it becomes tummy. Mashenken, this water, if you only have a little bit of water, you watch it very carefully. So for it to become tummy is not so, doesn't happen so often, therefore the Rabbanim were not gozer. Therefore the Rabbanim said, you are allowed to make this hashok even on Shabbos. Eis may have a kash on you. Again, if you're telling me now that you can't be toivel the kli even on Yom Tov, because we make a gzera, Yom Tov or to Shabbos, you see, you're so chomer, is that true? Eis may have a kash on you. The locher is madlin bedli tummy. Madlin means that's the pitcher that you fetch water. You used to have the wells, and you used to have a pitcher that you lower it down, that's the dli, and then you pick it up with the string, you pick up the dli, you fetch water. Now, let's say the pitcher itself became tummy. So now on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you are allowed to be tovel this kli. Madlin, you could fetch the water, but dli with the pitcher, tummy, the pitcher is tummy. Vutor, and now by fetching the water, the pitcher becomes tor, because now it's a tefillah, you're lowering it down into the well, and by fetching it up again, or by lowering it down into the well, that's called the tefillah. A well is like a kosher mikvah. So we see on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you are allowed to be tovel this pitcher. So the question is, V'isa, if you're telling me like you're saying, that we're so strict here to make such big zeres, nigza, let's make a zere here also. Midrabon, it should be also. Because dilma also le'atvu le'vienay. We're afraid if once we have a right to be tovel a pitcher, true, here it's attached with the string to the well, but once you table this kli, we're afraid you would table other kalim also. And other kalim, we don't want you to be table, because we're afraid maybe you carry that kli. If you don't have a plate or a pot, we're afraid you're going to carry that pot through the Rishus Rabim. So Gemara says, Shani Hosam. I'll tell you here it's different. No, it's different over here. Shani Hosam. A dli, a pitcher, is different. Mitoich loy hutruloy, elay deid lid lo dalyov, since it's only mutter to be tovel this pitcher. When the pitcher is in the stage of a pitcher. In other words, it's like attached, like you have a string, and you have it attached to the top board, that you let it go down into the well, and then you like bring it up again. So since it's attached with a string to the well, it's nicker clearly that when you're lowering it down, people would not think you're doing a ma'aseh tefillah. People will not think you're being tabled into the mikveh right now. People will think you know what you're doing here right now. They'll think you're just lowering the pitcher into the water to fetch water. So it doesn't look to people as if you're being tabled. That's why they were mekel. You remember to know really you're not allowed to be tabled a kli on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Now here they're mekel because when people see you do it, they don't even realize you're being tabled a kli. People think what you're doing now is just fetching the water. That's why over here they were mekel. But any other time that you're taking the kli directly to the mikvah, that's awesome. Even on Yom Tov, because we're afraid maybe you come to do it on Shabbos also. Eisrei, I have another kasha. Kli shenitma on Erev Yom Tov, a kli that became tamei on Erev Yom Tov, is ein matfil nice to be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be tabled the kli on Yom Tov. Poshit, because since you could have done the Erev Yom Tov, it became tummy ready yesterday. So you should have put it into the mikveh yesterday. Minagav, it's our kelim, like I said, it's not labdach for talking these kelim that you borrow off a goy, you have to be teufel. I mean, it could be talking about some zman ha-gemara, they were nizah that the kelim were betayra. So if a kli became tummy, a sheretz touched it, you had to put it into the mikveh to make it Torah again. So here a kli that became tummy on Erev Yom Tov. The din is you're not allowed to be teufel on Yom Tov itself. But it's a diyik, the Yom Tov. Let's say the kli became tummy on Yom Tov itself. Then matfilu noisoi the Yom Tov. Then you are allowed to be tabled today on Yom Tov. If it first became tummy today, you are allowed to be tabled, put it into the mikvah today. Then the question is the Yom Tov, and if it's like you're saying that we're so machmir here that we even aser on Yom Tov or to Shabbos, so nigzer the Yom Tov or to the Erev Yom Tov, we should make the same zera. How come you're allowed to be tabled as kli that became tummy on Yom Tov? Make the gzera, if you be tabled as kli, people will come to be tabled kalim that became tummy on Erev Yom Tov, and that's also to do. So mishum one gzera like, they should ask all the kalim. Even the kli that became tummy on Yom Tov should also be yosser, if you tell them like you're saying. So the Gemara says, no, it's no question. I'll tell you, tummy be Yom Tov milsad lo shchichahi, o milsad lo shchichah la gozo bar abonim. That's the cloud. For something to become tummy on Yom Tov is not shchich. In other words, people watched himself on Yom Tov. That the Indian is to go to the, you're supposed to go to the mikveh before Yom Tov. You're supposed to be Torah during the regal. So during the regal on Yom Tov, everybody watches themselves as much as possible to remain Torah. So therefore, you're not around tummy thinking things on Yom Tov. So for kli to become tummy on Yom Tov itself, that's not shchiach. That doesn't happen too often. And again, that's the klal. The rabbanon do not make zeris on a milsad la shchiach. Something that does not happen so often. It only happens once in a while. The Rabbanon don't make zeres. The Rabbanon only make zeres things that happen often. So if it become tummy on Erev Yom Tov, then you're not nizah so much in tummy. Erev Yom Tov, you don't watch yourself so much. But on Yom Tov itself, that people go to the mikvah to remain Torah themselves, they're very careful that the kelim should also not become tummy. Therefore, if the kli became tummy on Yom Tov, you're allowed to be table it. Eighth, we have another kasha. Kli shenitma biyava tumma. A kli that became tomei from an avatuma, let's say a sheretz, something that's an avatuma mace, touched the kli, melech tomei midiraisa. The din is ei matfil noisa biyomtiv. Such a kli that's tomei midiraisa, you're not allowed to be table that kli in the mikvah on yomtiv. Be a vlad hatuma. Let's say the kli is only tomei midirabonin with a vlad hatuma. Then we say matfil noisa biyomtiv. You are allowed to be table it on yomtiv. Of vlad hatuma, that you could be. Only the tumma the rabbonin, let's say a sheni latuma. That's only mitamim. But the rabbonin, that you are allowed to be tabled on Yom Tov. Now the question is, the yim iser, if it's like you're saying, that we're so strict here about tefillas kelim, that we say you can't do it on Yom Tov, or gzera or to Shabbos, here also, nigzer ha or to ha, we should make gzera, you should not be allowed to be tabled a kli, that only became tummy from a vlad hatumma, like from a sheni or a shlishi, that's only a tumma the rabbonin, you should not be able to do it, because if you do it, we should be afraid. Maybe you come to be tevel a kli. That's tamei midiraisa. So why don't we make a gzera here? So Gemara answers like this: Vlad hatumah hechi mishkachas lo. Where do we find a case? Who has to be careful not to use a kli that's tamei from a vlad hatumah? It's only gavi kahanim. It's only a kohen that has to be careful. Like Rashi says, Vlad ha-tumah hechi mishkachas lo. Mihu ha-tzorach la-tvilo. Who has to be toivul is Vlad ha-tumah? Ain't a well a kohen. It's only a kohen. The first law in the big law is here. To ha Vlad ha-tumah rishon. A Vlad ha-tumah means it was a rishon la-tumah. Not the sheretz himself. It was a rishon la-tumah that touched the kli. V'kli shenit m'boy sheni. And the kli that became tumah now was only a sheni la-tumah. Or mutal l'chulin. For a regular person, when he eats chulin, a sheni does not make a shlishi. You're allowed to eat your meat from a kli that's a sheni l'tumah. Shein sheni yoyis a shlishi b'chulin. Because by regular chulin, a sheni does not make a shlishi. V'yein tzorach la'tfil yelo l'truma. Who has to be tabled this kli? Only a kohen that plans to eat truma. When you want to eat truma, so by truma the locher is a sheni, could make a shlishi. So therefore, if you have this kli that was makabel tumah from a vlad ha-tumah, of Vlad HaTumah means it was a Rishon HaTumah. It makes the Kli into a Sheni. So the Sheni now, only a Kohen can't use this Kli. Because he wants a Truma, a Sheni could be Matama, the Truma. So therefore, who has to be Toivul the Kli Sheni? Only a Tumah Sheni, only a Kohen. And the Klal is, the Gemara says, Kahanim's reason Hain. Kahanim are very careful what they're doing. Here it's a Mashma, not only when they do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, but whatever a Kohen does, he's very careful. Therefore, a kohen, we're not afraid. If we'll tell the kohen, you know, we are allowing you to be tabled this kli that was tummy from a vlad ha-tumah. But you should know, if the kli was metame from an av ha-tumah, it's awesome. There's no xera by a kohen. A kohen doesn't forget, is very careful. We're not afraid till he'll change around. So therefore, there's no stira. By you regularly Yisrael, we're afraid he'll forget, he'll change around. We even make xera yomtiv for the Shabbos. Mashenka, and here the reason why Vlad HaTumah you're allowed to be table on Yom Tov, because it's only negated to a Kohen, and the Kohen is reasoning, he's very careful, he won't come to do things he's not allowed to do. Toshima, come and bring another Raya. The Yom Rav Chiyah Barashi, Yom Rav, Nida, if you have an Isha that's a Nida, Shein lo begodim, she has no begodim. In other words, all lo begodim are Tomei. Shrashi Torim, Lach lev lilva shachat filosoi. A Nida now, the seventh day, comes out on Yom Tov. She wants to be toivul, or it was seventh day was erev Yom Tov. Tonight on Yom Tov, she wants to be toivul. Now, when it comes on Yom Tov, she wants to go to the mikvah. Now, when she comes out of the mikvah, she's going to be tor. So the din is, b'zman ha-gemara, they were nizer not to wear clothing that are tamei. They were nizer, they're able to eat truma. So she has to put on clothing that are tor. L'maisa, she has no clothing. All the clothing she touched when she was a nida, so all the clothing became tamei. What can she do now? So locher is nida shein lo begodim. Is my remish. She can play a trick here. The toivelus de bigdehem. She's allowed to go to the mikvah when she's wearing her clothing. So therefore, she becomes tor, and the clothing also becomes tor. So that's the eighth on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov Gufa, we let her go to the mikvah with a kelim. So now the kasher is, the Yim Isa, if you tell me now we're so strict, we make such big zeres, nigzo, let's make a zera. Let's be afraid, maybe sometimes the Isha will take her kelim, her clothing, and put it into the mikvah, even though she herself is not going to the mikvah. And that's the gzera, you can't be tabled kelim in the mikvah. So how come we don't make gzera? Why do we let this Isha go into the mikvah wearing her clothing? We should make gzera, Otto should be tabled her kelim when she's not going herself. So Gemara says, Shani Yosem, here it's much different. Mitoich shloihut relaw. Eli de Malbush, since it's a modern case, like we're only matter the Isha to go to the mikvah when she's wearing her clothing. And that's not a normal manner of being table kalim. Usually when you want to be table a kli, whether it's clothing or whether it's anything, you put the kli by itself into the mikvah. You don't go in there with your clothing. So it's something that's not normal to happen. So therefore, Zuchurhi. Therefore, here we don't make Xera. Like Isha has a big decor and something to remind her to know, it's only a special head to hear by you. Hey, since you have no other kelim to wear, you have no other clothing, we're letting you be toivul your clothing. But we're only letting you doing it in a special manner that you have to wear it when you go to the mikvah. So you remember clearly not to do any other tefillah. That's why here we make. Agav, the kasher is, how could you put the kelim into the mikvah clothing? Like tell you this, the kasher. Maremes for tevelz v'gdev. Tema, hainu shri or shri yasur v'vei shum echabes. Or malabin, it's nisid iraisa. You're not allowed to put any clothing into water on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take your shirt and stick it into water. You can't stick your handkerchief into water on Shabbos. And this is the Raisa. It's Mechabe, it's laving, cleaning it. The Arminu, we say, Shriyos and Zui Kibusei. Just soaking clothing into water is Gemlocha of kibbutz, of washing. Tani let an ishir on Yom Tefor on Shabbos go into the mikveh wearing a clothing. The chorus is putting the clothing into water now. That's an issir deraisa of kvisa. She's washing it now. So the Yeshleima Tzayus Teretz is to famous Teretz Tohoyo David Derech Tinuf Shari. Since Mastama, the mikveh water there wasn't like our water, even our water, it's also dirty, Mastama. So it's not called the way of cleaning it. It's called the way of dirtying your clothing. So since the derech tinuf of dirtying it, that's mutter. This part of the heter moyamol, if you have some shmutz dirt, you have a towel, you're allowed to rub your hands, dry your hands on a towel. The chura towel is also clothing, and when you rub your hands, it becomes wet the towel. Why don't you say shriyasa and zui kibusai? The Teretz says, since you're drying in the derech lichluch, it's like dirtying the towel. Something you're doing, dirtying it, that's not called kibbutz, that's not called cleaning it. Fetedo, that's Teiz Raya. Teichonu menadfin yodeinu b'mafe b'shabbos. How can we dry our hands on a towel on Shabbos? Or have shriya? When we're drying our hands on the towel, after a few people use it already, the towel becomes wet. So, who are you making the towel wet now? That's what Yosef to do on Shabbos. For Yosef, they should mechabes from Alavin. Halakiv, when they were there, Tinuf, Shari, Hochi Nami Hochi. Same thing here. Since we're going into the mikveh, the stomach was dirty water there, the mikveh, she was only more or less like dirtying her clothing, that's why it's mutter. Same thing if something spills on a table, you're allowed to take a cloth and like wipe it up. As long as you don't squeeze it out. Because since Derech Lichluch, it's mutter. Right. So I call upon him here, we let the Isha go to the mikveh wearing a clothing, and we're not afraid she'll be toivel the clothing not like this, because it's a big zikoran, she remembers it's only matter in such a modern case. But you're not allowed to, she doesn't do it. Right? No, squeeze, not allowed to. Right. Rabbi Yosef Omag Zerim Hashem Schita. Yosef has a new reason. Up until now, we had Rabbi's reason. Rabbi was the one that says, why can't you be toivel a kli on Yom Tov for Shabbos? It's the gzera, maybe you come to carry through Luchas Rabbim. And Yom Tov for the gzera, Yom Tov for the Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef is saying a new reason now. Rabbi Yosef Omar, it's a gzera mishum schita. We don't let you be toivel kalim on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because we're afraid maybe after you put it into the mikvah, you'll wring it out. And by wringing it out, that's mamish kibbutz, that's washing it, that's also to do on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Amalei Abayas is back to Rabbi Yosef. Tenech is very good what you're saying. Kelim b'nei schitin inu. If your clothing, your pants, your jacket, your shirt got tummy, and you want to put it into the mikveh, very good why you can't put your clothing into the mikveh, because we're afraid after you take it out of the mikveh, you'll squeeze it out. But kelim d'lav b'nei schitin inu. What's going to be if your pot or your plate became tummy, why can't you put the pot in the mikveh on Yom Tov? Or Shabbos, there's no gzera there squeezing, you can't squeeze a kli. So what's wrong there? Mike, remember, what could you say? So Amalei, Rabbi Yosef answered back, I'll tell you gzera, hani yotu hani, enichnami. It's like one big gzera. The yik gzera why you can't be tovel is, we're afraid you'll be tovel your kelim, your clothing, that's tummy. And once you can't do clothing, we don't let you be tovel anything in the mikveh. So all the gzera made you come to be tovel kelim, and then you wring it out, and that's the malach of washing it. But the Gemara Eisvei, Kol Hani Tiyufta, we asked all these kashas we just got finished asking on Rabba, Vishon like the Shaninan, and we gave the same terrors we answered according to Rabba. So good, so far we have two different reasons why you're not allowed to be Tevel Kelim on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Rav Devoy Omar says a third reason, Gzer Rashem Yishor, we're afraid if people are going to be allowed to go to the mikvah, put the Kelim into the mikvah on Yom Tov, we're afraid people won't be Tevel with the Kelim before Yom Tov. Let's say your kli became tummy a week before Yom Tov. Now, usually before Yom Tov, everybody's very busy. Have no time. I'm busy preparing for Yom Tov. So they'll say, you know what? I'll wait till Yom Tov, then I have nothing to do on Yom Tov, and I'll go to the mikvah on Yom Tov. So we're afraid you'll be sure you're going to leave over your tummy of the kelim until Yom Tov. And the Rabbanim don't want that to happen. Because if you're going to leave the kelim over in your house a few days, in the Gemara's times, they had to be very careful. Because they used to eat truma there, they used to touch chayrus. So we're afraid in between, your kelim that are tummy is going to touch truma. Your kelim that are tummy is going to touch something else. So we're afraid it'll make other things tummy. We don't want this kli to stay around your house. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, nothing doing, you're not allowed to be tevel on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Therefore, people won't wait. As soon as the kli becomes tummy, right away you'll put it into the mikveh. Yeah, alright. Alright, turn over.